recommendation.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you, so let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Did you ever sing that song with me? Please, won't you be my neighbor? I like to hear people singing that. Beautiful day in this neighborhood. A friend of mine gave me an idea. Something to do with a piece of string like this. I want to try the idea while you're with me. I hope it'll work. First, we have to find some other things in the kitchen to go with it. So, let's get them. Boom, boom. Please, won't you be my neighbor, fish neighbors. I need a dish pan, some detergent, and some water. Put a little water in there. I don't know exactly how much, but we'll try it and see. And this is an outside kind of thing, and I guess kind of wet, so I better take a towel too. Out on the porch. Work. Now the first thing you do is to put a knot in the string up here. See that? Now we take the string and put it down in the soapy water. And then lift it up. Did it. Makes a bubble, you see? See if I could catch it. Oh, it burst.
Speedy delivery.
Hi, Mr. McFeely. I've been making bubbles with just a string and some detergent and water mixed together. Want to try it?
Sure, I'd like to.
All you do is put the string down in the bubbly stuff and then just pull it up very slowly like that.
I'd like to teach my grandchildren how to do this. Mm-hmm. All righty, here we go. Just put the...
See if it'll work for you.
Okay, now there's... Well, I don't... There, I think I have some.
Yeah, you just have to see the film across there.
You just
see.
Pull it right up.
Mm-hmm.
There we go, it does work.
Oh, you made two.
I'll catch that one.
Want to try it again?
Sure. You know, when I was a little boy, we used to have clay pipes, and we dipped those clay pipes into soapy water, and that's how we blew bubbles. But I like this string way, too. Let me try. Here we go. Whoops, didn't do it that time. One more.
Sometimes it doesn't work.
Let's see, I think I have some film on here. Nope, it's not. Just one more so I can tell my grandchildren, here's how you make a string bubble.
That's right, it's a string bubble.
Do you know Betty Aberlin's friend, Mary Jo Barron?
I've heard of her, but I've never met her.
No, she teaches songs and games to children.
Oh, yes.
And she's in the neighborhood today.
Oh, she's in this neighborhood
today. That's right. And she's over at Betty's house, and Betty said, we're welcome to stop by.
Are you going over?
I sure am. Would you like to come along?
Oh, I would.
Okay.
You mean we could both go?
You could both go.
Fine, I'll just leave that right
there. Towel there. You take
that. Oh, yes, I brought a towel out. I thought we'd need that for our hands. Whoever wanted to use this bubble stuff. Well, then why don't we all go over to Betty Aberlin's house? We'll learn some new things.
All righty, let's go.
I'm always for that. Come along.
Welcome to watch, but you're welcome to play with us too if you want to.
Oh, good.
Okay.
Oh, we do.
You want to do shoot turkey?
Okay.
A little girl, a little boy.
Yes, ma'am.
Did you go to the barn?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you get any eggs?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you bring them home?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you give them to your mama?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you put them in the bread?
Yes, ma'am.
Did she save you some?
Yes, ma'am.
Is my turkey gone?
Yes, ma'am.
Which way did he go?
So-so.
Which way did he go?
So-so.
Will you help me to find him?
Yes, ma'am.
Get ready, let's go.
Shoot turkey, shoot, shoot, shoot turkey, shoot, shoot. Shoot turkey, shoot, shoot, shoot turkey, shoot, shoot.
Little girl, little boy.
Yes, ma'am.
Did you go downtown?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you get any eggs?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you bring them home?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you give them to your mama?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you put them in the bread?
Yes, ma'am.
Where's the turkey gone?
Yes, ma'am.
Which way did he go?
So, so.
Which way did he go?
So, so.
Will you help me to find him?
Yes, ma'am.
Get ready, let's go.
Shoot turkey, shoot, shoot, shoot turkey, shoot, shoot, shoot turkey, shoot, shoot, shoot turkey, shoot, shoot,
shoot turkey, shoot.
Yeah.
You're like, think, oh, I think we're really getting tired, aren't we? Yeah.
Anybody thirsty?
Anybody what?
Thirsty.
Oh, thirsty.
Yes.
Yes? Let's have some juice.
I'll help you, Betty.
Good, Mr. McFeely.
I'd like to talk with Mary Jo.
Would you like some juice? I'll bring you some.
Sure.
Oh, all righty.
Thank you.
So nice to meet you.
Thank you. I've heard about you and know the good work that you've done with children. And when I first came in, I felt a little curious, just sort of entering the game.
Mm-hmm.
But then you somehow made me feel very comfortable.
Well, I think that's how the children that I learned the games from made me feel when I would become part of the circle, it is like becoming part of a family. And I think that's one of the nicest things about children's games is that it does include, we're all included together and everyone plays together.
Have a lot of people taught you these songs and games?
Oh, yes. Some things I remember from my own childhood, and some of the games that I play, I learned from friends of mine who were 4, 5, 6, 7, and some of the games I learned from a friend of mine who's 80 years old, whose name is Bessie Jones.
Well, she's really your teacher then.
She was a teacher, and so were my young friends. And then I remember things from my own girlhood.
There's so many games with action in it. It must help you to learn all sorts of things about yourself and the world.
Oh, yes. It's all part of learning about life, learning about other people, learning about the world.
Isn't it wonderful to be able to pass it on to other generations? Because I imagine there's some children who don't know these games at all.
There are some children who don't, and that always makes me feel so good when I can teach a game to a child and then I come back to that neighborhood maybe in a year and I find that that child has taught the songs and games to another child, and a whole bunch of children will be playing a song or a game that I taught, I know, to one child maybe a year ago. That always makes me feel terrific.
Some juice for
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Betty.
To you.
Welcome.
Well, I enjoyed learning some new games, but I have some more deliveries, so I'll see you all a little later.
Oh, okay, Mr. McFarlane.
Bye-bye, Mr. McFarlane.
Bye. Bye. You know, I think I'd better go, too.
Oh, if you have just one more minute, we can give you a flyaway song. You know, Shoo Lai Lu, we get in a circle.
Flyaway song,
when I call
sure.
their names, we all fly around the circle, okay?
All right.
Just from the kitchen.
Shoo Lai Lu.
With a handful of biscuits.
Shoo Lai Lu.
Oh, Miss Nikki.
Shoo Lai Lu.
Fly way over yonder.
Shoo Lai Lu.
Just from the kitchen.
Shoo Lai Lu.
With a handful of cornbread.
Shoo Lai Lu.
Oh, Mr. Omar.
Shoo Lai Lu.
Fly way over yonder.
Shoo Lai Lu.
Just from the kitchen,
Shoo-la-loo.
With a handful of biscuits,
Shoo-la-loo.
Oh, Mr. Rogers,
Shoo-la-loo.
Fly away over yonder,
Shoo-la-loo.
Just from the kitchen,
Shoo-la-loo.
With a handful of cornbread,
Shoo-la-loo.
Oh, Mr.
Rogers,
fly away
Bye-bye.
Over yonder,
Shoo-la-loo.
Just from the kitchen,
Shoo-la-loo.
With a handful.
Cornbread.
Oh, Miss Sarah.
Shoo-la-loo.
Fly away over yonder.
Shoo-la-loo.
Just from the kitchen.
Shoo-la-loo.
With a handful of cornbread.
Shoo-la-loo. Can you say shoo-la-loo or sing it? Shoo-la-loo. I like to learn new things, meet new people. When you're playing a new game or trying to make something you've never made before, having adult friends with you can really help. But after you've learned a new game or a song, it's fun to pass it on to your other friends, friends your own age, isn't it? This is something that you could pass on to some friends of yours. That kind of way of making bubbles. You know, we pretend that this bubble is the trolley going to the neighborhood of make-believe, where Lady Elaine and Handyman Negri are singing together. And we can pretend more about plans for a royal picnic.
Lots of things.
Oh,
jazzy today.
Oh, good, Lady Elaine.
And you know Sarah Saturday is a real swell lady. Just look at this fancy thing.
Wow, I've never seen a purse like it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, lovely. Did she lend it to you?
She gave it to me, Handy. How about that? She gave it to me.
Oh,
I feel wonderful with it dangling from my arm like that.
Oh, yes, indeed. Is anything inside?
Take a look. Something very handy inside.
Oh.
See it?
Oh, a brand new paintbrush.
We've got lots to do around here.
Yeah.
I've got to put this purse away, and then we'll get some handy work done. See you,
okay.
Toots.
A handy lady and a handy... A turkey at the museum garden? Oh, is that a message for someone? I mean, maybe I could... This is really very strange.
You talking to somebody out here?
Oh, Lady Elaine. Yeah, a turkey. I mean, it's gone now, but it had a... It had something.
Oh, hi. Turkey Express? Oh, good. Handy, would you get the message for me, please?
Oh.
Yeah, it's right in there.
Oh, sure.
Good. Thanks for the message, friend. Yeah, good.
Lady Elaine, that's unbelievable. Where did that bird come from?
Oh, when it comes to airmail, they're tops, Handy. You can count on them every time. Turkey Express. Well, now let's find out what the message is.
Oh, right here.
Yeah, could you help me?
Sure. Sure.
Thanks.
Here, Lady Elaine.
Read it, let me see. Lady Elaine Fairchild, look and seek. Hide and peek. This game is meant for you.
Maybe there's more inside, huh?
Game?
Oh, yeah, here. Here's more.
Oh. A special time needs banners fine. How about red and blue? Bring them to the castle day after tomorrow. Who's it from, do you suppose?
Well, no signature.
No, but there's the royal seal. It's Friday.
Do you think it could be a party of some kind?
I just wonder what he's up to.
Well, banners are some of your favorite things, though, Lady Elaine.
That's true. Let's go for it.
Oh.
There you go. Take them and go with it.
Keep going?
Yeah, sure. Just take as many as you can get there.
More.
Shoo, turkey, shoo, shoo. Shoo, turkey, shoo, shoo. Shoo, shoo, shoo. Oh, oh. Handyman, shoo. See, this big turkey, he was following me, and he landed on my hat. I think he wants my hat.
Whoa. Wait a minute. I think maybe the turkey might have left you a turkey message. Yeah, yep, there it is, right in your hat. Right there.
Turkey message?
Yeah.
Boy, if it's from a turkey, it's probably really important. I better see what it says. Robert Troll, look and seek, hide and peek. This game is meant for you. Behind the mound, spy something round, and search out helpers, too.
Mm-hmm.
Be ready for fun at the castle day after tomorrow. Whoa, I better get to the mound.
Wait a minute. It says maybe you'll need helpers. Why don't I go with you?
Oh, no, that's okay. I can handle it.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm positive. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, then I'll just help Lady Elaine with her banners.
Yeah, okay.
She's got plenty of them.
Hi, Robert Troll.
Hi, Lady Elaine.
Red and blue banners.
Something round behind the mound.
Ah, good.
Something round behind the mound. Ah, what's this? That's round. Behind the mound's a balloon. I better blow it up. See if it's really what's going on. Good luck.
Oh, are you having trouble breathing?
Yes. No. I'm just having a little fun, sort of.
Oh, doing what?
Well, be honest with you, I was trying to blow up this balloon and I just can't.
It is large, don't you think?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Maybe it's just too large.
I would offer to help, but I don't...
Oh, thank you. I was hoping you'd say that.
Oh, well, I'll try.
Okay. A little harder.
Oh, I'm getting dizzy.
Yeah. I think this is going to take a long time.
Yes, a very, very long time.
Yeah. Well, here, try it again. You okay?
Yes, but I'm getting dizzy.
Well, then we better stop.
This isn't really very much fun.
It isn't any fun at all. Maybe Lady Elaine or Handyman Negri will help. Yeah, they should be able to think of something.
Maybe so. Go ahead and ask them.
Okay, let's go.
Oh, later. You go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. Lady Elaine with her boomerang toomerang. I'll bet you with one... she could have that balloon up that bigger, bigger. There's the answer.
Oh, yeah, that blue one looks a lot better.
Yeah, I thought it would.
Yeah. They all look good to me.
Oh, Robert Troll.
Hi. What do you think of this?
Hey, is that a really big balloon, Robert Troll?
Mm-hmm.
What a job you've got.
Yeah, too big for me. I can't handle it.
Yeah, certainly not.
Well, we'll help you.
Will you? Will you use your boomerang toomerang?
Oh, no need to, sweetie. If balloons are the game, vacuum cleaner's the name.
Vacuum cleaner.
Here it is.
Let me help you there.
There you go.
Hey, now, it looks great, Lady Elaine, but how does it work?
Yeah, well, this balloon really isn't that dirty. I mean...
Oh, listen, trust me, kiddies. And put the hose, this hose,
yeah.
Put it on the air outtake over here.
Put just, this hose...
Yeah, move it around to this side.
Put it on the That's air it. Outtake.
That's it. Now, put the end of the hose at that end. Put it into the balloon.
Here, Robert.
That's good.
Like so?
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yep.
Okay, here we go.
Way, isn't it?
Yeah. Okay, there you've got it. I wonder what it says.
Yes, it does say something.
I didn't know that. What's it say?
It says, together today.
We have been working together today, haven't we?
Yeah. I'll say with
you. I think it's about time we play together for a while.
Yeah,
don't you?
Play ball.
Go ahead, Robert. Oh,
okay. You got a big one there.
You all set?
All set.
Okay, here it comes.
Good throw. There you are.
Come on, Robert.
Here it comes back at you.
Okay.
Handyman.
Good. Good one.
Oh, that's nifty.
Oh.
There you go. That's like a big bubble.
Look at this, lady.
Yeah, I want to try it myself.
Here you go, Lady Elaine.
Okay, thanks. I can push it up, can't I?
Hi, Lady Elaine.
Oh.
Hi, Andy.
Oh, hi, Anna.
Hello,
we're
Andy.
Having fun with this big balloon.
I'm really glad you came over. You want to play ball?
Oh, sure.
Uh-huh. And let her push it off. Yeah, good for you.
Good balloon.
Yeah, there, once more. Let her do it once more, okay? There you go. Good for you. Good for you, Anna.
There you are, Robert.
Well, I have to take my balloon and go away now.
Thanks for letting me play, Robert Troll.
Oh, you're welcome, man. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah,
well, we'll see you later then, Bye. Robert Troll.
Bye.
I have to leave, too. I have some painting to do at the castle.
Uh-huh. Well, goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Well, maybe...
I
wanted to say, I'm glad you let me see your shoes yesterday. That was sharing them, really. It really was.
Yes, I guess it was.
I'm sorry for telling the king on you.
Oh, yesterday I was mad about it. Mm-hmm. But not today.
Oh, good.
I want to be friends again.
Me too, Anna. And I have some things I want you to see.
Oh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. My mother said I can stay here for a little while.
Good. First, there's this purse that Sarah gave me. It's right in here.
Sounds real nice.
And then inside, there's a room that has lots of good stuff.
Lady Elaine and Anna learned to understand each other a little better because of the trouble they had over Anna's shoes yesterday. Now they are much better friends than they were before because they could talk about it. And Robert Troll had friends who helped him find a way to blow up a gigantic balloon. Wasn't that big? Well, I must take these things to the kitchen. In make-believe, you could probably just snap your fingers and everything would get all cleaned up. You wouldn't have to do a thing. But not that way here. Nope. Here, we clean up what we have done. Yep. The mess that we made, we clean up ourselves. There. I can use this another time. What did that balloon have written on it in make-believe? Together today. They were together today, and they will be together again at King Friday's picnic day after tomorrow. We've been busy together today, you and I, with Mr. McFeely and Bubbles and Shulilu. At the end of a day, it gives me a good feeling to remember the things that we did together. And to think about what we will do next time. Maybe we'll go someplace new together. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know. That I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You always make each day such a special day by just your being you. I'll be back next time. Bye-bye.
People who gave the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people of this and other public television stations and the Sears Roebuck Foundation.